Good day to you. I'm Don Curtis. I appreciate you listening. I hope that you'll stay with me as we talk about and discuss and think up on the Word of God this day. It's important that we hear the things that the Lord has to say to us by His Word. It's important that you know about Jesus. It's important that you hear about Him, that you believe in Him, and that you get saved. I want to help you with that. If you're lost, if you've never been saved by God's grace, I would really like to help you to be able to find the Lord and have a home in heaven when this life is over. That is my purpose today, to bring you this message. So would you stay with us as we reason concerning the Word of God? In the 6th chapter of the book of John, Jesus is talking to the Jewish people, and He is talking to them about Himself and the manna that their fathers ate back there in the wilderness when they'd come out of Egypt. God gave them manna, and it sustained them out there in the wilderness. But Jesus tells them that they ate that manna, and they died. But He tells him that he is the bread of life. He is the true bread of life, and He is the true bread from heaven. And He begins to talking about eating His flesh and drinking His blood. And all He is really saying is that they must believe in Him, that they must believe that His flesh was broken, that His life was destroyed, that His blood flowed from His veins, and from this He would die and they could have life, but they must become believers. He was talking to them about this, and they were finding it very difficult, and they said this was hard sayings. I want to begin reading with verse 66. Many of His disciples went away. Those that were following Him and trying to learn, they just couldn't receive this. It was too much for them. But they weren't listening. Sometimes people don't listen, and things that seem difficult are not difficult. He's only talking about believing up on Him. Listen, from that time, beginning with verse 66, the scriptures say this, from that time many of His disciples went back and walked no more with Him. Then Jesus said unto the 12, will you go away? Then Simon Peter asked Him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the word of eternal life. I want to use these scriptures that I've read in your hearing and talked to you about to tell you that you need to go to Jesus. You see, here the apostle said, Lord, to whom shall we go? I want to talk to you about to whom you need to go. Now, listen, we reason and there's things that come up in our life day after day after day that we understand that we need to go to somebody. When there is somebody that is stealing from you or harming you or harming your family or your friends, you need a policeman and you go to the police. When you're in trouble yourself with the law, then, friend, you go to a lawyer because you need a lawyer. If you're sick, If you come down with some kind of bad sickness, cancer, or problem with your heart, my friend, you need a doctor. If you're having real severe pain, toothache, then you need a dentist. So you see, as we go through all these things, we could just go through all kinds of things every day that we need help from somebody, and we go to those people that can help us. Listen, there are things that only Jesus can help you with, and you must go to Him. There's nobody else in whom you can go to for certain things. So we want you to get this in your mind and understand that you need to go to Jesus if you want forgiveness, if you want to live in heaven when this life is over, if you want to escape the devil's hell, on and on and on. If you want to be justified, if you want to be righteous, don't make any difference what we talk about in a scriptural manner. If you need help, then you need to go to Jesus. He is the only one that can help you in these matters that I'm going to talk to you about today. I would like to call your attention from this sixth chapter that I just read, and you're hearing some scripture from the sixth chapter, but I'd like to call your attention to the 44th verse. Jesus said, "No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I'll raise him up at the last day." Now, you need to go to Jesus, but you can only go to Jesus by the Father helping you with that. I would like for you to understand that, so I want to talk to you a little bit about this verse before I begin to talking to you about some things and reason that you need to go to Jesus. You need to go by God. You've got to go by Calvary, and you've got to repent. Except you repent, Jesus says, you'll all likewise perish. On Mars Hill, the Apostle Paul preached to the Athenians and Athens Greeks, and he told them that God commands all men everywhere to repent. So it's repent or perish, and that's to all men. I'd like to tell you that you're going to have to repent of your sins. But this is the thing that you've got to know first before you can do that. A repentance and faith work together. The graces of God, the goodness of God leads us to repentance. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That is simply that by way of the Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit himself witnessing to the Word will make a believer out of you. So you must hear the Word of God, and God must deal with you with His Spirit in order for you to need Jesus. You don't need a Savior until you see yourself in a condition that you can't help yourself, and that you must become to a condition, you become helpless yourself before you look to somebody else, and then you must realize that others can't help you before you go to Jesus. So there is something to the scripture in John 6:44. No man could come unto me except the Father which sent me draw him. So first, the Father must convince you of your sin. That is the first thing that you must be convinced of. You see, you don't need forgiveness of sin until in your own heart and your own mind that you have become a sinner, that you know you're a sinner. And you must know that not only are you a sinner, but there is a penalty to breaking God's law. And the apostle puts it this way, the wages of sin is death. It is sin that separates us from God. It brings about what we call spiritual death. There is broken fellowship with God. You're spiritually separated from God. Fellowship is broken. And because of that, you're on a road to death, a physical death. And that is the wages of sin. It is sin that brings about a physical death. We are sinners. We're born into the world sinners, and so we sin. And the wages of sin is death, brings about physical death. Then there is what the Apostle John called a second death. In that great judgment morning, you're going to stand before God, and the Lamb's Book of Life is going to be open. And my friend, if your name's not found written there, and it's not unless you're able to get to Jesus, you're going to have to get to Jesus, or you're not going to be in the Lamb's Book of Life. I tell you, you've got to go to Jesus, but God has got to help you to get there. He's first got to place in your heart and in your mind that you need a Savior before you seek a Savior. You can do it in a half-hearted way, and it doesn't amount to anything, whatever. You must become helpless in your own heart and your own mind because you're a sinner and you're on a road to this place that the Apostle John calls in Revelation 20, a second death. You see, when your name's not found written in the Lamb's Book of Life, the scripture said, John said, those whose names weren't found written in the Lamb's Book of Life in that day, they were cast into the lake of fire, right into the depths of hell, friend, is what he's talking about, where God has prepared for the devil and his angels. So you're already separated from God, and you're on the road to a physical death, and then you're going to be cast into a devil's hell by the angels at the point of death. Your spirit will be cast there on judgment day. Friend, when your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, when that book is open, my friend, you're going to be cast body and soul into hell to be there forever and ever and ever. So you need to know these things. You need to know that the wages of sin is death. When you have sinned against God, when you have broken His law, you need a Savior. You need forgiveness. And you are going to die and die and never die. And friend, you need eternal life. And we can just go on and go on. You need to be made righteous. On and on with these things. That you must have Jesus. You can't do these things by yourself. But the first thing, get it in your heart and mind, is you must realize and know it and believe it that you are a sinner. That you're a transgressor. And because of that, you're going to die and go to a devil's hell. If God can convince you of this, then He is drawing you. He is, by this method, making you and bringing you to a condition where you need Jesus. See, when you need a doctor is when you go to the doctor. If you're well, you don't need to go to a doctor. Those that need a physician is when they go to the doctor. The ones that are sin sick, those that know that they're lost sinners on a road to hell, going to die without God, they're the ones that need Jesus, and they're the ones that were really honestly and truly, from the depths of their heart, go to Jesus and cry out to Him. So I want you to get this message and understand what I am saying to you. There are people that feel like that they need a priest. Now, friend, you don't need a worldly priest, a priest in this world. What you need is a great high priest. You see, Jesus is a high priest. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Timothy to the young preacher in 1 Timothy 2 and 5, he said, there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Jesus is the one mediator. He is the great and high priest. God swore, and it is written in God's word that He swore to Christ, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. He is the great and high priest appointed by God. You see, Melchizedek was a priest in the days of Abraham. He was a priest of the place called Salem, which was later called Jerusalem, and is called Jerusalem today. But in Abraham's day, God had appointed a priest, and his name was Melchizedek. Now, this man was appointed by God. He didn't inherit the office, but God had appointed him to that office. And when he died, nobody inherited his office. You know, Aaron's son, they inherited his office and on, and the priesthood under the law. But Melchizedek was appointed by God, had nobody before him and nobody after him. And this is what God is saying to Jesus when He says to him, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. God has appointed Jesus as our great and high priest. He is forever our great and high priest, and there is forever one mediator between God and man, and that man is Christ Jesus. If you're in trouble, if you know that you're a sinner, and you feel like that you need a mediator, friend, there's only one, and His name is Jesus. You need to go to Jesus. That's who you need to go to. Some people feel like the preacher can take care of all of it. They feel like I need to go to the preacher. Well, God uses preachers, all right. God calls men, and those that are really and honestly God called preachers that are interested in your soul and nothing else. Some men out there that are declaring their God's preachers are interested in nothing but benefiting themselves and taking advantage of you. But if there's a man that will really tell you the truth about God's Word, yes, you need the preacher to tell you the truth. But after he has told you the truth, you still must go to Jesus. God can use this man to tell you about a devil's hell, tell you about your sins, and bring you. God can use what he preaches to you and other witnesses besides the preacher. God can use them to inform you that you're a sinner, that you're on the road to hell, and you need to be saved. And so God can use different people, and he uses preachers to bring you the message that you can understand the trouble you're in, that you can understand that you're helpless on your own, but the preacher can't save you. So today, there are many that walk the aisle and shake the preacher's hand and do a thing they call accept Christ, and they're still on the road to hell. Friend, that's not the way it works. You've got to go to Jesus. You've got to go to him. He is real. He's much alive, and he's at the Father's right hand. You've got to go to Jesus. There's a metaphor in the Song of Solomon. The young Shulamite maiden is seeking and searching for the one whom she loves. And this appears to be Solomon's testimony of seeking and finding Jesus. The young Shulamite maiden searched on her bed at night for the one she loved, and she did not find him. And she went into the streets and into the byways, and she did not find whom her soul loveth. And then she came to the watchman. Friend, the preacher is a kind of watchman that God called preacher. And the saints of God, those that have been saved by God's grace, they're interested in your soul, and they're kind of a watchman, and they can tell you about Jesus. But when the Shulamite maiden came to the watchman, it wasn't there, but just beyond the watchman that went about the city, she said that she found whom her soul loveth. I tell you, it's beyond the preacher. You've got to hear the gospel message all right, and the preacher can deliver that gospel message to you. Those that have been saved by God's grace and have a born-again experience, they've been to Jesus, and they know something about getting there and going to him, honestly going all the way to Jesus and getting saved. And so people can witness to you, but people, preacher, deacons, or nobody else can save you. You've got to go on beyond them. You've got to go past them. You've got to get to Jesus before you'll ever get saved. But friend, remember, God draws and God will help you if you will humble yourself. Let God deal with your heart, your soul, and your mind. God will get you to Jesus. But you've got to go to Jesus. Now, if you want to have forgiveness, you've got to go to Jesus. The preacher can't forgive sins. I've been preaching the gospel for a long time, but I can't forgive sins. Nobody can forgive sins but God, the Lord Jesus Christ. In Mark, the second chapter, there's four men that brought a paralyzed man to Jesus. Jesus was in a house, and there was a great crowd because Jesus was healing the sick and making the lame to walk, etc. And they couldn't get to Jesus, and they took this man in his bed fast, took him up on top of a house, took some tiles off, let him down before Jesus. And the scripture said, Jesus, seeing their faith, including the faith of this lame man, he says that his sins are forgiven. And you know, the people got excited, the Jewish people, the Pharisees and Sadducees and the scribes, sometimes they get very excited because they weren't used to hearing this word that Jesus was talking about. But Jesus said unto them, which is the easiest to say, arise and walk, or thy sins be forgiven? And so he said unto this crippled man that had palsy, he said, man, take up thy bed bed and walk. And so that man was healed. He had strength in his legs and his body, and he got up, took up his bed, and he walked like Jesus said. It was no more trouble for Jesus to say, "Arise and walk," than it was to say, "Thy sins be forgiven." When you really come to Jesus, when you need him, when you go to him in a happy state, you go to Jesus, you can find forgiveness for your sins. In the 7th chapter of Luke, I believe it is, in Luke, the 7th chapter, latter part, there's a sinner woman, her name is Mary, she's a sister to Lazarus, whom Jesus raised from the dead. She came into a Pharisee's house. Jesus was in a Pharisee's house, the Pharisee's name was Simon, and she came into Jesus' house, into Simon's house, bowed down before Jesus, washed his feet with the hairs of her head and the tears from her eyes, and friend, the Simon and the others were looking on, and they were thinking, if this man was a prophet, he'd know that this was a sinner woman. But friends, Jesus came into this world to seek out and to save sinners, and she came there believing in Jesus. She came to the right one to get her sins forgiven, and he said, "Her sins are forgiven." And he told this woman, "Thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace." Friends, if you want forgiveness of your sin, you've got to go to Jesus. Ask yourself, "To whom shall I go?" That's what Peter said. "To whom? Lord, whom? To whom shall we go?" You need to go to Jesus, and you need to ask that question, and you need to consider it, and there is nobody else that you can go to. Look, if you want everlasting life, I've already talked to you about dying. You're already separated from God, and that's called spiritual death. And you're going to die a physical death, and your body is going back to the grave, and you're going to the second death, which is hell, and you're going to that awful place, and you're going to die and die and never die. But if you want to have everlasting life, do you know you can have everlasting life right now? You are a twofold being. You are both spirit and flesh. Your spiritual side, your soul, you can be saved on that side right now. You can have life and have life everlasting and never, never die. Did you know that? You can right now, that spiritual side of you, and you'll never see the flames of hell. The only fire, a song says, that you'll ever feel is that burning in your heart. It's special to have the Spirit of God dwelling within you and feel the presence of God. Look, Jesus in the 4th chapter of John was in Samaria, and he stopped by Jacob's well there, and there's a Samaritan woman came out, and he said, "Give me to drink." And she said, "How come you asked me to drink? You're a Jew and I'm a Samaritan, and Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans." He said, "If you'd have known who it was that asked you to give him a drink, you could ask him and he would have given you a drink of water that would be a well of water within you, springing up unto everlasting life." He is talking about the Spirit of God. Friend, when the Holy Spirit of God comes in, he regenerates you. You're a new creature in Christ Jesus. You have everlasting life, and it shall forever be. You'll be sealed by the Holy Spirit until the day of redemption, and that's long enough. He's talking about, when he says that, until the day of redemption, he's talking about when the body comes forth from the grave, it will come forth too, like Jesus. If you want to have everlasting life, you've got to go to Jesus. You know, Jesus said those important words, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Do you want to have everlasting life? Then you must go to Jesus. Jesus said in John 5:24, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." You must believe on the Lord. You need to go to him and ask him to forgive you, to save your soul, to give you a home in heaven, and you can have it. Friend, You can live forever, and on the resurrection morning, you'll be given a perfect body, a body like the glorious body of the Apostle Paul said, like the glorious body of the Lord Jesus Christ, that glorified body that'll live forever. You know, these old bodies grow weak and they die and they go back to the dust. But we're sown in weakness, the Apostle said, but on that day, friend, we'll be raised in power. Raised with power to live forever. Do you want to have everlasting life? Then you've got to go to Jesus. If you want to be saved from hell, then Jesus is a Savior. When Jesus was going to be born into the world, the angel came to Mary and also went to Joseph and told both of them, Mary and Joseph, that his name, this child shall be the Son of the Most High, but his name shall be called Jesus. You see, because he'll save his people from sins. Jesus, the word Jesus means, simply means Savior. Jesus is a Savior, my friend. He can save you from hell. And if you want to be saved from hell, there cannot anybody else help you. You've got to go to Jesus. You've got to get to Jesus. You've got to call upon his name. When you over sorry of your sins, when you become sorry for your sins, when you see that you're helpless within yourself and nobody else can help you, and you just drop it all and you go to Jesus honestly, call on his precious name, trust in him, and he will save your soul, and you'll know it right then. He'll take away your burden, give you peace within, and you can know it for yourself. I won't have to tell you. See, when evangelists are telling you when you're saved, friend, they're deceiving you. You can only know for yourself. And when the Lord takes away your burden and gives you peace within, I'm telling you, you are really saved. Do you want to go to heaven? If you want to go to heaven, you're going to have to go to Jesus. No other way. Jesus said in John 14, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go, I'll come again. Where I am, there you might be also." Thomas, one of the disciples, one of the apostles, said, "Lord, how can we don't know the way, and how can we know the way?" And Jesus said, "Thomas," he said, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life." If you want to go to heaven, you have to go the right way. You go the wrong direction, and you're not going to get nowhere that you want to go. You've got to go the right place. Jesus is the way. When Jesus was dying on Calvary's cross, there was an old thief there. There was two old thieves. They were railing on Jesus, but in time, one of them believed on Jesus. One of them became penitent heart. He realized that he was dying, and he even confessed that he was dying worthy, that he should be dying. And he turns to Jesus, and he said, "Lord, remember me when thou comest unto thy kingdom." You know, Jesus said to that old thief, "Today shall thou be with me in paradise." My friend, paradise is where God is. It's in heaven. Heaven is the paradise of God. If you want to go to heaven, you're going to have to first go to Jesus. May God bless you is my prayer. I hope you get the message today, and today you go to Jesus.